Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Virtuous Minds, Intellectual Character Development by Philip E. Dow, narrated by Adam Barr. Foreword. This book is the first of its kind, and one that is urgently needed inside and outside the Christian community. Its subject matter is intellectual character. Typically, when we think of character, we are thinking of moral character, for example, of qualities like kindness, compassion, and generosity. But the realm of personal character is not exhausted by the realm of moral character. It also has an intellectual dimension. Your intellectual character consists of your inner attitudes and dispositions toward things like truth, knowledge, and understanding. To get some idea of the quality of your intellectual character, consider the following questions. Do you care about learning and knowledge? Do you desire to understand the world around you? Are you curious about why things are the way they are? About the unfolding of history? And about what ultimately exists or what is ultimately good? Or, on the contrary, do you have a dim view of truth and knowledge? Or do you perhaps value knowledge and learning, but only as a means to other ends, for example, to getting a job or impressing your friends? Are you indifferent to, or positively bored by, concepts like knowledge, truth, and understanding? Your answers to these questions say something important about the quality of your intellectual character. This is because good or virtuous intellectual character is marked, first and foremost, by a deep and abiding love of truth, a desire to know and understand things as they really are. Virtuous intellectual character also involves a number of other traits that arise from a love of truth, including inquisitiveness, attentiveness, intellectual carefulness and thoroughness, fair-mindedness, open-mindedness, intellectual courage, caution, tenacity, and rigor. These traits are called intellectual virtues. By contrast, bad or defective intellectual character is marked by a lack of concern with, or a positive disregard for, knowledge and truth, and more specifically, by traits such as intellectual laziness, carelessness, superficiality, narrow-mindedness, dishonesty, and cowardice. These are known as intellectual vices. Theologians and philosophers have long been concerned with moral virtues such as those mentioned and with theological virtues such as faith, hope, and love. There are great and venerable treatises on these topics that date all the way back to the ancient Greek and early medieval periods. Surprisingly, however, these thinkers have had relatively little to say about the intellectual virtues, about the intellectual or cognitive dimension of personal character. This neglect of intellectual virtue at the scholarly level has had substantial and unfortunate consequences at the popular level. It has left the average person without the vocabulary or conceptual resources even to understand what virtuous intellectual character is, let alone to focus on it in a way that might actually lead to its realization. It has also left those outside the ivory tower, and many within it, unable to comprehend and evaluate significant events or persons around them. We have a hard time, for instance, understanding how a really smart scientist might perpetrate a major intellectual hoax, or how a well-intentioned or morally upright person might misuse or ignore important evidence. In the first case, we fail to see that remarkable intelligence and impressive academic credentials are no guarantee that a person will actually care about truth, or at least care about it more than other values, such as money, power, and professional prestige. In the second case, we fail to see that a person might care sincerely about certain moral values, such as freedom or justice, while failing to give sufficient respect to the value of truth. In either case, the defects in question are defects of intellectual character. Surely this academic and popular neglect of matters of intellectual character is a regrettable state of affairs, particularly when viewed from a Christian standpoint. While this seems obvious to me,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?